That's the one. Okay, so my name is Glenn Eriksson. I'm going to present a study that we have done, started in 2023. But I'm going to just start with where I'm working for a nonprofit research organization focusing on applied research and development, established in 2011 in Sweden. And our projects generally focus on open source, open data research within the transport sector. In case there, and open source ecosystem studies from 2012 suggest that participation in open source development can reshape organization practice, include software development methodologies, knowledge management approach, and innovation processes. And a few studies on how open source participation contribute to organization transformation, especially traditional organization, lacking pre-existing digital transformation capabilities. So let's see if this works. Okay. Yeah, so our study centers around digital transformation in public organization, especially in public transportation organization. And this is a study, literature review from 2021, where digital transformation is seen as a top-down initiative consisting of two main themes. It's malleable organization design to adapt to constant change, changing environment, and embeddedness in the digital business ecosystem, which characterized by their ever-evolving turbulent nature. I won't go into more details, but this is another study done on from 2019 on traditional organization in several different sectors, and they came out to this different capabilities that organization needs to be digital transform and engage in the digital ecosystem. So, transformation challenges. Public organizations are generally determined by cost focus, outsourcing, contractual relationship, function-based procurement, and fixed time frame, which impedes digital innovation and transformation. Studies from the mid-2000s established that contractual relationship impedes innovation and response to market change. So this is all old news. But I don't know, how many of you work in the public sector or transportation sector? Okay. Is that new to you, or you're totally, huh?
It's not really news, but nice to have it said again.
Exactly. I'm going through this quite quick so we can go to the core of the presentation, but I just need to get everybody on board. And rigid and silo-based organization can lead to development creates ad hoc IT solution called shadow IT. To fix or solve immediate problems. This can further fragment the overall IT system environment and create overlap and lead to resource waste. So, yeah, let's speed up. So now we come to the topic for this presentation, study on community engagement. So the idea for the study started as a report in 2023 on how open source was used to digitally disrupt the public transportation sector in Norway, to see if other organizations have any resemblance the one from Norway. Finding organization to interview in the community took 1 year and was concluded in October 2025, so quite recently. It's quite hard to interact with the open source community because it's quite opaque which people engage and which organization. Maybe there is only a GitHub account or that's what you see. So it's quite hard to find member organizations. But we finally made it. We find 13 of them. So, how much time do I have? 7 minutes I'm up to, okay. So the result of the study, which I will present soon, is submitted as a full conference paper by me and Professor Juho Lindman from University of Gothenburg to the European Conference on Information System, which is in Milan 2026. And the announcement for submitted papers will be in the end of February, I think. So we don't know yet. So the things I will show you now, it's important to notice that the model I will present applies to developer communities, open source communities. The community in the study is quite small, with a narrow focus, have a meritocratic governance model, dedicated member organization, and have very few hobby programmers. The relevance for other types of communities, such as vendor-sponsored user and foundation communities, with other governance model, needs to be studied further. So this doesn't apply to everything, or we hope maybe it, some of them, of the, our findings will address also other communities. So let's see. This is, I won't go through everything because it's quite a lot of things in the model, but I will start with let's see if I see all the text. So the study presents an open source community engagement model consisting of three main elements: organization, community, and digital transformation. I've grayed up everything here else, so you don't have to focus on that now. The organization element represents the internal incentives and activity performed to align the organization to the community. The more involved they get in the community, the more aligned they become, and the process iterative and continuous. That's the back and forth arrow there. So, 9 minutes. Organization activity sub-element consists of evaluating community viability. This is an activity prior to taking the decision to engage in a community. This entails assessing the open resources such as documentation, code base, repository interactions, frequency, number of maintainers, etc. But the most time-consuming event is the activity to determine if the software design and architecture is sound and viable. This you need developer competence and so next element, maybe the main one. This is more massive. This is the community. The community element represents the mechanisms the organization can potentially access when they align themselves to the goal, culture, and process to the community. The element is divided into subparts: culture, process, and capabilities. So the culture sub-element is part of the it is the part that holds the community together, and it's determined by the number of agreed upon principles. So, yeah, you can see it here: meritocratic trust-based governance, and altruistic environment. Probably not going into depth. You can ask me later if you want to know more about that. And the processes sub-element represent a collaborative and distributed development and occurs in the community. And there you have collaborative development. Illustrates how organization, either by taking turns or joint coordinate development initiative in the community. So for initiative to occur, one or more members have to take responsibility to push the change request through the community. And then we have knowledge creation. That was another theme we found. It's a process that depicts co-creation and sharing of experience and insights between members. The creation of and sharing knowledge can happen in both developer and product owner level. That's what we've seen in this case. And then you have the software quality assurance and assessment, which stems from the fact that code repository is public and open to everyone, and programmers take responsibility, professional pride in their work. So, yeah, that's part of the community engagement. And let's see if I can see the last one. Yeah. And then we have the capability sub-element, which epitomizes the technical competence and proficiency in the community. which you can access. The talent that the community attracts are related to the personal motivation and technical problems the community tries to solve. So this is more, I'm talking about general things here and not, the state of the art technology, digital technology, portrays the interest in finding the best possible solution to one or a set of problems. And then we have modular and adaptable system design is a capability that is twofolded. The first is that open source solutions are made to be more adaptable and configurable to suit different use cases. And the second one is that adaptability comes at an increased developer cost due to its more flexible design. Yeah. And pluralistic use case perspective entails a variety of ways to solve business domain problems. For the members in the community, this translates to new insights or alternative perspective on the solutions that are both scalable and adaptable. And then we have the partnership and synergy opportunity, which portray the possibility to find other members with similar requirements and form partnership based on trust. For example, members can form different clusters depending on their region or continent, if it's a global open source community. And access to global competence pool, which members can utilize, yeah. And accumulated competence and experience is accessed through documentation, communication channels, and also prevent members from repeating common mistakes when they engage in the community. So that's the model. So let's see what this implies. Model implications. So the model aims to describe the dynamic integration where organization and community mutually shape each other. So for organization, adapting their structure, process, and practice over time to align to the community norms and governance mechanism. And also the community evolves through a diverse organization interaction by incorporating different use cases, perspectives, and expanding its pool of capabilities and resources. And and the engagement opens up for access to state-of-the-art technology and modular design that I showed before to fit a wide range of use case scenarios. An organization that invests, sustain resources, and demonstrate loyalty to community objectives gain influence and access to deeper collaboration opportunities. And let's see, the last, engagement enables also access to pool of developer competence, either within the organization or individuals that can be contracted or funded through community initiatives. And important here that these talents are probably not easily hired or recruited nationally and are not easily accessed if organization is not part of the organization. So this is resources that you can use when you are a member. So for the next one, let's see. Organization implications. Engagement in the community can, through co-evolvement, build the transformative organizational capabilities. So this pathway requires investment in developer competence, allocating sustained resources, and demonstrating commitment to the community principles. Let's see the time, 90 minutes. Okay, let's move. The evaluation of the community is a critical preliminary activity. Organization need to assess not only technical factors, but also other things such as governance, maturity, contributor diversity, and alignment between community objectives and their organization. And engagement in open source community may manifest as a partial or department transformation. This is attractive opportunity for maybe strict structural rigid organization or traditional organizations. And yeah, this maybe leads to the road of digital transformation, if you're a traditional rigid organization, or a pathway to it. So that we've seen that procuring off-the-shelf standardized solution does not facilitate a knowledge transfer or trigger change initiative in traditional organizations. So we see that engagement in the open source community is a bottom-up approach to engage or transform organizations. Normally, digital transformation is steered from the top, top-down initiative. But we've seen that several organizations that interact with the community start to change the transformation starts in the department and maybe radiates to other parts of the organization. And let's see, we have one more. Yeah. So back again, organization need developer competence. Either they have it in-house or they procure it. We've seen everything from organization have all the developer teams in-house to other organization recruiting teams of developers as consultant working either locally or in other locations. But the minimum was that the organization in this study at least have project leader or product owner inside, in-house competence. And this was seen as important for the knowledge transfer and the long-term commitment to the open source community. And the longer and deeper, the better opportunity becomes for knowledge transfer, use case perspective, and etc. And tied to the long-term investment and resources is loyalty also to the community, which increase influence and access to deeper collaboration opportunities. And also the altruistic culture. Maybe that doesn't fit all organizations. Time up, okay. Good. Okay. The research project has ended. I'm open for questions. And if somebody has... if they want to see this study continues, maybe they can talk to me afterwards. If they have national funds or European funds, because we are a non-profit and we're searching for new research projects. Thank you.